As we've just heard, John Edwards, U.S. Senator from North Carolina, had been lagging behind the other candidates, but his positive message and compelling speeches seem to be catching fire now, just as the Iowa race reaches the home stretch. From Des Moines, NPR's David Wellner reports.
It's freezing outside, and it's the dinner hour. Still, hundreds of locals of all ages have squeezed into the student center at Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa, population 13,000. As Senator John Edwards worms his way into the center of a room sizzling with excitement, swooning supporters wave handmade signs. Donald Ruby, the chairman of the Warren County Democratic Party, steps up to introduce him. Ruby admits that, like many others in this room, he'd been undecided about whom to back at the caucuses. That changed, he says, when he heard about the time when Edwards, a highly successful former trial lawyer, sued a North Carolina doctor for malpractice.
The doctor said when the insurance company attorney came in, found out John Edwards was the attorney for the plaintiff, first word he said was settle. We ain't going to court. It's cheaper to settle. And if the insurance companies are afraid of him, I want him working for me. Ladies and gentlemen, our next president.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Every eye in the room is on the man commanding its center. This is nothing like the Senate chamber, where Edwards could sometimes look forlorn, making speeches to a sea of empty desks. Here in Indianola, this is more like a revival meeting led by Brother John Edwards.
I think we need to see if we can get a few more people in this room. What do you think? Incredible. There is so much energy and excitement around this campaign right now. Pretty obvious looking in this room. If you have been following me around for the last 2 days, you can't get in any place we're going. I mean, there are crowds out the doors. The energy is extraordinary.
When Edwards speaks, he uses much more than his mouth. It's also his arms, his hands, his eyes, all the bodily and verbal skills an accomplished trial lawyer uses to seduce and persuade the members of a jury. As he launches into his standing up for the downtrodden stump speech, you would never know this man's a self-made multimillionaire.
We live in a country where there are still two different Americas, one for those who are in positions of privilege and power, who get anything they want, whenever they need it, and then one for everybody else, people who just struggle hard every day to get by.
Edwards skips any references to trade or his support for the Iraq war resolution. Some Iowa voters question the credentials of a 50-year-old who spent only 5 years in public office. Edwards assures the crowd that kind of Washington insider experience is not what really matters in this race.
Believe it or not, there's some people who think real-world experience is worth something. What do you think? Real-world experience worth a little something? Yeah. But I spent 20 years in courtrooms fighting for people just like you against big insurance companies, against big drug companies, against big corporate America. I'm proud of what I was able to do.
When the Des Moines Register endorsed Edwards on Sunday, the paper called him a cut above the rest of the candidates. Pointing to that endorsement, Edwards promises the rapt crowd he will stay positive no matter what.
If you are looking for the candidate who will be the best at sniping at the other Democratic candidates, I'm not your guy. I think this is bigger than that. This is about the future of America. This is about changing America. This is about making Americans proud to be Americans again.
After the rally, Edwards works the crowd one-on-one. Lorraine Schrader, who's standing by the door, is clearly won over. She says she came undecided, but her impression of Edwards definitely changed after seeing him in person.
I didn't feel that he was just giving me a story. He seemed very honest and sincere. Polished, don't get me wrong, but candid still, and that's very important to me.
Others tell of how they'd earlier backed rival candidates, but then jumped to Edwards, who as a Southerner comes from a region of the country where Democrats have lost ground. Charlie Irons, a retired local wearing striped bib overalls, says he's with Edwards now, and he's staying with him.
Dude, I ain't caring about those other guys. All they do is bicker. I want someone that's talking about what they plan on doing and some of the issues that are coming up that's going to face the public. These are what we need to iron our country out to get it on the right track. We've been put down enough in the last 3 years.
Though Edwards doesn't have the vast campaign organization some of his rivals have, he's been able to pick up voters like Charlie Irons through months of intimate small-town encounters just like this one. And Edwards hopes it will all finally pay off Monday night in a way few suspected even a week ago. David Wellner, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.